The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
There's a reason that we live so far from Hollywood. In the country, looking hard to find a home. With nothing perfect or concealed.
Bonjour, hi, Canada. Hugh Hewitt inside the Beltway this morning. Welcome to the Hugh Hewitt Show. To my friends in Minnesota, listening on AM 1280 The Patriot, you've got a dead heat for Senate. I would never have thunk it. But your no-name senator is tied with Jason Lewis, who has been like me on the radio for a lot of the last 30 years, but he's also been a member of Congress, and he fought an uphill race to a tie in Minnesota. And so to all of my listeners in Duluth and all of my listeners in the western part of the state, and of course in AM 1280 The Land in the Twin Cities, go out and vote early. Remember, KeepAmericaAmerica.com has got all of your early voting outposts. Early voting is underway in Arizona, in Georgia, in Michigan, in Minnesota, in Ohio, and that's just to name a few. And people are voting in record numbers, which I love. I think it's shattered all of the polling numbers. People have no idea whether those polls are correct because they're based on turnouts from 2016 and 2018. I think we're going to have a record turnout this year for the modern era. And you can find out where you can go for early in-person voting at KeepAmericaAmerica.com. The folks at the Job Creators Network run Keep America America are providing the most up-to-date voting information. If new in-person voting places are added, and there are long lines, for example, in Virginia's Fairfax County, which is run by Democrats. Don't blame the Republicans. These crazy Democrats run their voting systems like they run their cities, and they're a mess. There were just not enough places yesterday, but again, Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Minnesota, Ohio, one of the few if you're in one of the few states that don't allow voting early, I'm sorry, but if you want to find out if you do, go to KeepAmericaAmerica.com. We made that possible for Steelers fans to remember it. KeepAmericaAmerica.com. And they're still looking at each other. We beat the Browns this week. Wake up! Yes, that was last week. Next week is voting. We are in the voting period, and I love this record turnout. I do. I think this is great. It has thrown all the models off, but as I look at the Real Clear Politics Senate election polls, Smith 43, Lewis 42. Jason Lewis is statistically tied. Good for Jason. Joni Ernst is up in two brand new Iowa polls. She's down in one new Iowa poll, which means you got to vote there. The Rasmussen Reports has Martha McSally only two behind Kelly, which is margin of error. Mitch McConnell, of course, is crushing it in Kentucky. John Cornyn is crushing it in Texas. And James Inhofe is walking into re-election in Oklahoma. What's very, very interesting, Tom Tillis yesterday, and one of these polls shows a dead heat in North Carolina. Tom Tillis yesterday ran an ad that says, look, we got to know about the second extramarital affair that Cal Cunningham is involved in. Come out, wherever you are. Cal Cunningham, who's gone dark. He's not running any ads, not doing any fundraisers, disinvited to the Biden show whenever the Biden show makes a rare appearance. And Cal Cunningham will not be seen because he doesn't want to answer the question. Look, it is not true that whenever an individual has one affair on their spouse that they've had two. But I'll tell you this, if they've had two, they've had four. And that's why Cal Cunningham doesn't want to talk to anyone. Now, I have a blockbuster for you. The New York Post has a new story this morning. Brand new story from the New York Post. And I want to read it to you, the full statement from Tony Bobulinski to the New York Post. And it's a little bit controversial, but I'm going to read it to you anyway. Because even though Twitter and Facebook won't allow you to see this story, I think you ought to hear this story. This is the full statement from Tony Bobulinski to the New York Post. My name is Tony Bobulinski. The facts set forth below are true and accurate. Did Dwayne come to work today, by the way? Just checking. Okay, this is from the New York Post. My name is Tony Bobulinski. Dave, he really came to work today? Dwayne did? I thought I'd talk to him beforehand. Okay, just talking. Right, so this is the full statement from Tony Bobulinski to the New York Post. My name is Tony Bobulinski. The facts set forth below are true and accurate. They are not any form of domestic or foreign disinformation. Any suggestion to the contrary is false and offensive. I am the recipient of the email published 7 days ago by the New York Post, which showed a copy to Hunter Biden and Rob Walker. That email is genuine. This afternoon, I received a request from the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs and the Senate Committee on Finance requesting all documents related to my business's affairs with the Biden family, as well as with various foreign entities and individuals. I have extensive relevant records and communications, and I intend to produce those items to both committees in the immediate future. I am the grandson of a 37-year Army intelligence officer, the son of a 20-plus-year career naval officer, and the brother of a 28-year career naval flight officer. I myself served our country for 4 years and left the Navy as Lieutenant Bobulinski. I held a high-level security clearance and was instructor and then CTO for Naval Nuclear Power Training Command. I take great pride in the time my family and I served this country. I am also not a political person. What few campaign contributions I have made in my life were made to Democrats. If the media and big tech job companies had done their jobs over the past several weeks, I would be irrelevant to this story. Given my longstanding service and devotion to this great country, I could no longer allow my family's name to be associated or tied to Russian disinformation or implied lies with false narratives dominating the media right now. After leaving the military, I became an institutional investor, investing extensively around the world and on every continent. I have traveled to over 50 countries. I believe, hands down, we live in the greatest country in the world. What I'm outlining is fact. I know it is fact because I lived it. I am the CEO of Sinohawk Holdings, which was a partnership between the Chinese operating company through CEFC Chairman Yi and the Biden family. I was brought into the company to be the CEO by James Gillar and Hunter Biden. The reference to the big guy in the much-publicized May 13, 2017 email is, in fact, a reference to Joe Biden. The other JB reference in that email is Jim Biden, Joe's brother. Hunter Biden called his dad the big guy, or my chairman, and frequently referenced asking him for his sign-off or advice on various potential deals that we were discussing. I've seen Vice President Biden saying he never talked to Hunter about his business. I've seen firsthand that's not true. Because it wasn't just Hunter's business, they said they were putting the Biden family name and the legacy on the line. I realized the Chinese were not really focused on a healthy financial ROI. They were looking at this as a political or influence investment. Once I realized that Hunter wanted to use the company as his personal piggy bank by just taking money out of it as soon as it came in from the Chinese, I took steps to prevent that from happening. The Ron Johnson report connected some dots in a way that shocked me. It made me realize the Bidens had gone behind my back and gotten paid millions of dollars by the Chinese, even though they told me they hadn't. It wouldn't do that to their partners. I would ask the Biden family to address the American people and outline the facts so I can go back to being irrelevant. And so I am not put in a position to have to answer those questions for them. I don't have a political axe to grind. I just saw behind the Biden curtain, and I grew concerned with what I saw. The Biden family aggressively leveraged the Biden family name to make millions of dollars from foreign entities, even though some were from communist-controlled China. God bless America. That's the full statement of Tony Bobulinski, who is the recipient of the email that has caused so much controversy in recent days and which has been censored by Facebook and Twitter. When I come back, Donald Trump was in Gastonia, North Carolina. But before I go, I want to ask you about Alliance Defending Freedom. Have you given something to it? Have you given something to it? They are fighting right now in the state of Oregon. I'm going to talk to David Cortman later in the show. The governor of Oregon has opened up public schools and kept closed Christian schools of the same size, her spokesman saying, because they can't afford to have the public schools go out of business while people enroll their kids in Christian schools. Alliance Defending Freedom will be in court and will defend Christian schools in Oregon. But they do that for free because of the generosity of people like you. Please go to HughHewitt.com, scroll to the very top to the banner that says, "Will you fight for your freedom?" and make a $100 contribution or your best gift, your very best gift. Or call 866-359-9644 and do so this morning. I'll be right back on the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384. Welcome back, America. Donald Trump was in North Carolina last night. Massive crowd. And I mean massive crowd. I'm Hugh Hewitt inside the Beltway. I've never seen a North Carolina crowd like this. I've done a lot of events down in North Carolina for various candidates over the years. I think Tom Tillis is going to walk away with this because Cal Cunningham burned out and hit the ground. And the reason he's hiding is that there's got to be a second affair. He does not. And when there's one, that doesn't necessarily mean two. But when there's two, that usually means 4 to 6. If you know unfortunate marital infidelity over the years, Cal Cunningham, wow, in his own house, in this campaign, I do understand his staying out of sight. He doesn't want to injure his family anymore. And I think he's hoping to lose the race. And I think he's hoping to find a place to go away and repair his life. But Tom Tillis is right. He should come out and tell people before they vote for him, for Tom Tillis, why he has lied to everybody in North Carolina. Donald Trump, though, had this massive crowd. He made a quick prediction, cut 15.
We're going to win this state, 13 down. This great, great state. And we're going to win 4 more years in the White House.
I'm starting to feel great about the Senate, with Jason Miller moving up to Jason Lewis moving up to a tie in Minnesota, John James ahead in Michigan, Joni Ernst is ahead in Iowa. I haven't seen any Maine polling, but I still believe Susan Collins is beloved in Maine, most effective senator. Even if she votes against Amy Coney Barrett, I don't believe the Republicans will hold it against her. She votes her conscience, and I don't think she wanted to have the vote before the election. I don't know what she's going to do on Monday. But Donald Trump talked about demanding Rory Cooper open up North Carolina, which he's kept closed to try and help Cal Cunningham, which isn't helping Cal Cunningham because Cal Cunningham self-immolated. Cut 16.
By the way, I love this state. You got to get your governor to open up your state here. Got to get them to open up. Open up your state, Governor. It's time. You've been long enough. Watch. November 4th, North Carolina, we're opening up.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen. There's a story in the Telegraph today about the United Kingdom. The second wave of the COVID, which is happening, as was predicted in the fall as winter approached, is far less deadly than wave one. Why? It's the same virus, but we've learned how to deal with it, recognize it, and how to treat it. Not that it's not fatal. It is still fatal to people with particularly delicate underlying conditions. But we've learned how to deal with it, and that is great news. Then Donald Trump got down to business, contrasting what it means to elect a Democratic Senate and a Democratic president, cut 17.
But the first thing Washington Democrats will do if Biden gets elected is pack the Supreme Court with radical left judges who will eliminate your Second Amendment and many other things. Life. Look at the things they have to rule on. They will pack it. Somebody said 16. I said, why not 18? Why not 20? Why not 22? And he's got to also tell us who the judges are. He won't tell. He won't talk, because if he does, he's going to totally lose the radical left.
He's right. Joe Biden is silent on this, but they will pack the court. It is a disaster. That's why you've got to get out there and vote for Martha McSally in Arizona, Susan Collins in Oregon, Tom Tillis in North Carolina, David Perdue in Georgia. Cut number 18.
You know, Biden's going to raise your taxes. We could go $4 trillion. Everyone says, what does that mean? You know what it means? It means a lot. They're going to raise your taxes by $4 trillion, triggering a mass exodus of jobs out of America into foreign countries. You know how many jobs I brought in? I brought in jobs that were just stifled because our taxes were so crazy. The Biden tax hikes will wipe out up to another quarter of the small business income and 25% of all U.S. investment. Your stocks, your 401ks and pensions will be demolished. You'll go into a depression, the likes of which you haven't seen since 1929. That's what's going to happen. He's going to raise your taxes. He's going to put all the regulations back on. I'm sure he'll join the wonderful Paris Accord. How's it working out for France? I don't think so, right?
1-800-520-1234. Like yesterday, I'm limiting this to first-time callers who did not vote for Donald Trump in 2016. I was kind of surprised by what happened yesterday. We had so many people call up who have changed their minds from 2016 and are voting for Trump. Maybe they didn't vote in 2016. They're voting this year. Maybe they voted for somebody else. Maybe they voted for Hillary in 2016, but they're voting for Trump. If that's you, I'd like to talk to you about it. 1-800-520-1234. Connections to the Hugh Hewitt Show. Welcome back, America. Let me give you a quick market update here on the Hugh Hewitt Show, brought to you by Birch Gold. You can buy all the gold you want at HughGold.com. You can move a portion of your IRA or 401k to the safest of all investments, gold and precious metals. They will hold it for you, put it in a vault, absolutely take care of it. Five-star ratings at the end of the universe. Birch Gold is highly regarded and absolutely reliable. If you don't want to keep what you buy in your safety deposit box or a safe and you want to use your IRA or your 401k, text my name, Hugh, to Birch Gold via 474747. Just text H-U-G-H to 474747 or visit HughGold.com. Yesterday, the Dow was down 97 points, the NASDAQ off 31, the S&P down almost 8. Everything overseas is red except Hong Kong, which is barely a little bit green. I don't think there's going to be a stimulus deal. I told you that yesterday. Gold this morning has dropped a bit. Gold is at 1,920, so back down near the other end of 1900. The 10-year Treasury is at 0.82%, climbing up. Perfect time for gold. Always a good time for gold. Birch Gold via HughGold.com or text my name, Hugh, to 474747. Let me also remind you, 8 questions about race. I want to talk to you about this new book. Bishop Aubrey Shines was on my show this week. Bishop Shines has written this book so that you, mainstream conservative center-right people, and the Democrats who listen can deal with the 8 questions about race that he talks about. Is the justice system unfair to black people? What is Black Lives Matter, the organization? To get your copy, just go to 8questionsaboutrace.com. While you're there, you can buy copies for friends and families, for your fellow churchgoers. That's 8questionsaboutrace.com, a sponsor of the program. Let me now finish a couple more Donald Trump cuts and then go to people who've changed their mind. Donald Trump in Gastonia last night about China, cut 19.
In addition, he let communist China plunder your jobs while his family raked in millions from China and foreign nations. Think of it.
Say this about Biden Center at Penn State, cut 20.
His so-called Biden Center at the University of Pennsylvania has already received $70 million from China. $70 million. That can't be possible. Is that possible?
Trump's on full stride now. I can't believe the guy was in the hospital with COVID 2 weeks ago. He's fully on stride. Cut 21.
I'm keeping the terrorists, jihadists, and violent extremists the hell out of our country, if that's okay with you. And I will never say it because it's not good to say it. And I'm knocking on nice, beautiful wood because I can tell it's ours because they spend a lot of money on building these things. But you haven't seen too much happening on that front, have you, huh? You notice? Okay, well, keep your eyes open. Okay, keep your eyes open because they'd love to do something. Just keep your eyes open. But there's a reason for things not happening also.
Cut number 22.
So I want to send a message tonight to America's incredible moms. The moms are heroes. They really are. They're heroes. And they know better than anyone that their children do belong in school. And they want their children to go back to school. I will open your schools, Biden. We'll close your schools.
He went on to talk about the Biden agenda. Cut 23.
Biden is also pledging mass amnesty and free federal health care for illegal aliens. And we all have a heart. It will obliterate Medicare and Social Security with that. But we all have a heart. The problem, I want to take care of everybody. The problem is our country will be flooded with tens of millions of people. Free health care, free education. I always say for them, it drives them crazy. Everybody gets a free Rolls Royce. And then they say, I am misrepresenting. They don't get a Rolls Royce. But think of it. Free health care. And I will always protect your Medicare and your Social Security.
If you saw the size of this rally in North Carolina last night, it's extraordinary. Meanwhile, Joe Biden did a basement interview with WISN Station 12 ABC in Milwaukee. Cut number 3.
He still doesn't have a plan, but I do. I put my plan out in March. You can read it all online. Go to joebiden.com. And it starts with a mask mandate nationwide.
Have a national mask order. Cut number 4.
You notice last time, according to Chris Wallace, he interrupted the president and me 148 times. I think that's right. Chris Wallace and me 148 times.
Chris Wallace, Mike Wallace, they both work for the same team, which is Joe Biden's team. Cut number 5. The teleprompter fails, Joe, and chaos ensues.
According to day one, and we're going to start to upgrade. We're going to start upping the ante on what we have to do. We make up 15% of the world's problem, and yet, in fact, 85% of it is out there in the rest of the world. So if we just act alone, we're not going to get it done. But there's a whole range of things we can do. We can do it quickly. And we can get it done in a way that has the benefit of also creating millions of good, hard jobs that pay a lot of money. And first, that are going to require us to have union-made facilities.
It made no sense. You heard it. I heard it. The teleprompter failed. He did lash out, though, at Senator Ron Johnson in Wisconsin. Cut number 6.
Wisconsin's Republican Senator Ron Johnson put out a statement on Homeland Security letterhead saying Hunter Biden, together with other Biden family members, profited off the Biden name. Is there any legitimacy to Senator Johnson's claims?
None whatsoever. This is the same garbage Rudy Giuliani, Trump's henchman. It's a last-ditch effort in this desperate campaign to smear me and my family. Even the man who served with him on that committee, the former nominee for the Republican Party, said there's no basis to this. And, and the vast majority of the intelligence people have come out and said there's no basis at all. Ron should be ashamed of himself.
I don't understand why I can't remember Mitt Romney's name. It's one of those blocks. Then a Joe Biden staffer steps in after that question, cut seven.
Amy, are you worried about? That's all the time we have for today.
Can I ask one more, please?
No, you may not, because you brought up the bad stuff. You cannot bring up the bad stuff and talk to Joe Biden. He did a podcast with Brené Brown, cut number eight.
One of the reasons why my Irish heritage has been called into question is because I don't hold grudges. And the fact is that I was convinced that we have to form an administration that looks and represents the American people across the board, and also someone who is ready, God forbid, on day one, that they could step up and be the president of the United States. And I think Kamala met all those requirements.
Kamala, president of the United States on day one. I think she's tough and smart and very left. I don't think she's ready to be president. Now, back to the phone. Tom in Ohio, you are a first-time caller. Good morning, Tom. Who are you voting for?
Trump.
Did you do so in 2016?
Yes. And we're going to get rid of Tim Ryan with Christina Hagen.
You know, Tim's a friend of mine. Where are you from up in my neck of the woods?
I'm actually from Niles.
Oh, you're a Niles guy. Did you go to, are you a Red Devil?
Yeah, Red Dragons.
Red Dragons. You know, we used to beat Niles like a drum, Warren Kennedy Eagles did. You know that, Tom. Until we gave you Tony Napolitano as your football coach, you guys were hopeless, helpless. Did you ever swim at Waddell Park?
Oh, yeah, when we were kids.
So how old are you?
58.
I was your lifeguard, buddy. Honest to goodness, I was. I was a lifeguard at Waddell Park, so I took care of you then. Taking care of you. Make sure you get people out to vote early. Make sure you get everybody out to vote. The Steel Valley is Trump country. Thank you, Tom. Yeah, I used to take care of everyone at Waddell Park. There was no one named Corn Pop there. It was a pretty interesting place. Niles, Ohio in the summer. Honest to goodness, it was a pretty interesting place. Dave is in Ohio. Hi, Dave. Did you vote for Trump in 2016?
No, sir.
Who'd you vote for?
Unfortunately, Hillary Clinton. I'm a union member. I'm a member of a union here. I work on elevators. And they kind of lead you to vote nothing but Democrat Party down the ticket. And I kind of seen the light of the last 4 years. And yeah, I'm definitely voting for Donald Trump this time around.
Which part of Ohio are you in? I'm on all over the state. So, you're in Columbus? 98.9?
Columbus,
are you listening on 98.9?
Sir.
Well, go Browns. And the Buckeyes are back this week. Poor Nebraska, huh?
Yeah, it should be quite a one-sided affair.
Yeah, Nebraska is going to be like those cardboard cutouts in the stands at the end. Hey, Dave, thank you. Let's go up to Michigan, the state up north. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Hugh. How are you?
Good. Good morning. Did you vote for Trump 4 years ago?
No, I didn't. I voted for Evan McMullen.
Why did you do that, and are you voting for him this year?
Well, I voted for McMullen because I personally just thought Trump was too much. I couldn't handle him. I still don't like him, but I am going to be voting for Trump this year.
So someone who doesn't like the president personally is going to vote for him. Why?
Well, I like that he cut taxes. It paid for my wedding, the tax refund we got.
There you go.
I like what he's done with the judges.
Yep.
And also, I work in the media. I work at a radio station in Detroit, so I look at things from a different perspective, and I am just amazed at how slanted the media is. He's his own worst enemy, but they go after him with such ferocity. It's incredible. I've gotten so that I can't even I end up watching everything on C-SPAN because I want to watch it for myself instead of having people tell me what they think I just saw.
Hey, Mark, are you voting for John James as well? He's on the show later this morning.
I probably will, primarily because I'm voting against Peters as opposed to John James. But, yes, I will probably vote for him.
That's great. John James is a good man. In fact, I'm going to play his ad from his grandmother right now. Cut 28.
I'm John James, and I approve this message.
My name is Annie Nix. I'm 91 years old. I'm John's grandmother. You're raised right and had to be raised right. You always get yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am from John. He respects senior citizens. John understands how important health care is, and he will do all that he can to protect it. John respects senior citizens and protects senior citizens because John protects me.
I must tell you, John James had a very good... Have you seen that ad on TV, Mark?
No, actually, I haven't. It's the first I've heard of it.
You've got to see that. Grandma is not for messing around with. She is. When you go to West Point, you learn to sit up straight. I think he learned before he went to West Point. Hey, thank you, Mark. I appreciate it. Coming back with more of your phone calls, 1-800-520-1234. You can come right back here because you're listening to The Hugh Hewitt Show. Welcome back, America. I'm Hugh Hewitt. Back to the phones. Who's voting for Trump for the first time? David in New Mexico. Good morning, David. You're up early.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can indeed. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Hugh?
Good, good, good. What are you doing up this early in New Mexico?
Oh, I'm working at the moment.
Okay. Well, did you vote for Trump in at 16?
No, I did not. I didn't actually vote for anybody. But I am now, absolutely, voting for Trump this year, without a doubt.
Why?
Because he wants to protect oil and gas, and that's what I specialize in my entire life. And a lot of people don't know how important oil and gas is. Like the other left, they want to take it away. Why? Why do they want to take it away?
They're afraid of climate change, but I did hear Joe Biden say fossil fuels are gone. Fossil fuels are over.
Yeah, exactly. But, not only that, but, I've seen the clear picture of Trump, Like, back in 2016, most people, I didn't agree how he, was on stage, how he talked, and how rude he was, But, that's not what a president is. What a president is a person that protects the country, and it doesn't matter what their personality is. It matters of how they react, And the reactions I've seen in Trump the past 4 years has been amazing.
Did you vote at all, David, last 4 years ago? Did you vote for Hillary, or did you not vote?
No, first-time voter.
Well, good. New Mexico is one of those funny states where I just put it down in the blue column, but people think funny things are going on there, too. Hey, David, thank you. Let me talk to Crystal in Virginia. Good morning, Crystal.
Hi, Hugh. Good morning.
What do you think? Where are you in Virginia, by the way?
Southwest Virginia, near Big Stone Gap.
Well, great to have you. Thank you.
I listen to your show every morning, and I take my, the pill. Every time you take yours with your lukewarm coffee, I do, too.
Relief factor. You bet. Good for you. See, that's why I remind people every day. How you work for you, Crystal?
Pardon?
Does it work for you?
Yes, it does. I
knew
excellent.
It. Good part of a good diet. Yes. So you didn't vote 4 years ago?
I did not vote at all, no.
Why not?
I was a registered Democrat, but I didn't like any candidate. But this year I am voting for Trump, and I actually changed my affiliate. I am a Republican.
Why? What changed your mind?
I'm better off now than I was 4 years ago, that's for sure. And he's running this country the way it should have been ran a long time ago.
Well, Crystal, that sums it up very, very well. And thank you for calling. Keep working down there. Get someone else to vote. Kathy in Ventura, California. You're up early, Kathy. Who'd you vote for 4 years ago?
Well, I did vote for Trump. I didn't follow the rules. Sorry. I am a Trump voter. I'm one of those. I'm an anomaly. I'm a California woman who votes for Trump and votes conservative Republican. I don't vote for a personality. I vote for an ideology, and I'm not looking for a savior. I already have one. I'm just looking for the leader of our country who's going to drain the swamp that I've been watching for all my life, the junk that junk that's going on there in Washington, it's just maddening.
Yeah, but so, you broke the rules, Kathy.
Well, I did vote for Trump in 16, so I wasn't one of those non-Trumpers. Sorry.
You broke the rules.
I'm a Reagan Republican.
You broke the rules. It's a terrible thing. There's a timeout for you, but we still appreciate your call. Thank you, Kathy. John in Maryland.
Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning. Did you vote in 2016?
I did not.
And so, but you are voting this time, or you have already voted in Maryland already?
I haven't voted yet, but I'm going to vote for Trump.
Why?
I think he's doing a good job. I don't think my vote will count in Maryland, but I'm going to vote anyway.
Well, it matters actually in the overall turnout. At all. Have you been polled?
No.
Yeah, you know, I'm just astonished we haven't had anyone polled yet. But I also, because they do, there are a lot of polls going on. But I am astonished at the number of people who didn't vote 4 years ago who are voting the first time for Trump. I think there are a lot of those. I really do. Bob in Palm Harbor, Florida. Bob?
Yes, sir. You? It's Backgammon Bob, Palm Harbor, Florida. Just wanted to mention, I think the main reason I started to vote for Trump is he has so much energy and is competent. Doesn't matter his actions that much. The main thing is he gets the job done, and he has the ability to put a lot of attention to his detail, to his work, just like he did in his business, and the fact that he's getting things done.
Did you vote for him 4 years ago?
No, sir.
Who'd you vote for?
Yes. No, I did not vote 4 years ago.
You just skipped it?
Yeah, I would have voted for Hillary, but things just came up or something. I mean, I would not have voted for Hillary. I would hate that.
Well, you know, there's early voting in Florida. I hope you get out there and register, get your vote in early. Another didn't vote for Trump 4 years ago, voting for Trump this time. 1-800-520-1234. 1-800-520-1234. I want to hear from first-time voters for Trump who did not vote for him 4 years ago. Why? On the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.